Students who try to get into Harvard or other elite universities know that a great essay can make or break a college application. Topics like write page 217 of your autobiography or explain which fictional character's life inspires you and why can give even the strongest applicant writer's block. If they get stuck, they might want to call on our commentator, Sarah Neff.
The college admissions process is not fair. Money can buy a lot. Tutoring in weak subjects, SAT prep courses, and the services of someone like me. I edit the college admissions essays of worried applicants, and yes, my customers pass on my words as their own. I'm an aspiring independent film producer, which means I work long hours, basically for free, in the hopes of breaking into the entertainment industry. So this essay editing gig is great. The hours are flexible. I can edit from my computer wherever I am, and the pay is fabulous. Someone can pay up to $300 to have me fix their word usage, grammar, and craft the ever-important opening sentence, something like, "Biology runs in my blood." Snappy introductions and the rest of my writing magic earn me about $30 an hour, which beats the pants off of waiting tables. Most of the essays I get are from foreign students who want to give the impression that they speak English like a native. Many others are from type A college applicants whose essays are actually already perfect, but they want that last bit of reassurance. Strange as it may seem, I much prefer disastrous essays that I have to overhaul completely. It's so much easier for me to rewrite the whole thing, and those customers always think they've gotten their money's worth. I become an essay editing saint. Making a great essay even greater takes more time, and those are the few customers who end up unsatisfied. For example, the conservative political lobbyist, whose original essay was so impeccable that I could barely find anything worth changing. He gave me a terrible performance review. What I love about my job is reading the stories of people from all over the world who have overcome real hardship. An orphan burn victim who wants to be a doctor, a Central American village boy who dropped out of school because he was too embarrassed to attend without shoes, the law applicant who fought for the creation of sexual harassment laws in her homeland, where women are still treated as second-class citizens. Then there are the less heartwarming experiences, the essay requests from divinity school students, who you'd think would be the last people to bear false witness on their applications. In their defense, they categorically give me the high customer satisfaction rating that gets me a small bonus. And I get tired of the classic business school essays, where applicants are supposed to write about an ethical dilemma they faced. Every year, I get a few honest customers who admit taking the morally wrong option, like the South Asian businessman who described in detail the etiquette of accepting bribes in his home office. And I once got an undergrad applicant who wrote a contrite essay about being a convicted felon. As for what my job says about my own moral convictions, well, I'm not particularly proud of what I do. There is that old proverb, eat first, then have morals. And I do look forward to the day when I can leave essay editing behind for a more ethical business, like working in film.
Editor and aspiring filmmaker Sarah Neff lives in Los Angeles.